The news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Monday, October 21st. The Ellensburg City Council meets at 7 p.m. tonight in the City Council Chambers. A discussion of pro or con positions on Initiative 2117, which concerns carbon tax credit trading, is on the agenda. Kittas County lifted its burn ban on Saturday. County officials said it became apparent that with fuel moisture content currently seen in our region, the relative humidity and projected weather patterns, a burn ban is no longer necessary. The Oktoberween Tuba recital is at 7 p.m. tonight in the McIntyre Music Building Recital Hall. The recital is free and open to the public. Joseph Murphy will perform a guest artist saxophone concert at 6 p.m. Tuesday in the McIntyre Music Building Concert Hall. The concert is free and open to the public. The Ellensburg Downtown Association hosts a CWU Students Night Out from 5 to 9 p.m. Tuesday in downtown Ellensburg. Students with identification can participate in raffles, giveaways, and special discounts. The Ellensburg Academy is offered at 6 p.m. Thursday at Hal Holmes Community Center. The Ellensburg Academy is a series of civic education workshops designed to inform residents and community stakeholders about the operations of city government and what is involved in delivering and maintaining services to Ellensburg residents. RSVP on the city's website. The grand opening of the renovated Federer's Building in downtown Ellensburg is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday. The official ribbon cutting is at 3 p.m. The former furniture store is now home to multiple businesses, including Woody's Classic Man, The Sweet Spot, Siren Song Bistro, The Grazing Table, Sparrow's Nest, Ponderosa Construction, and RLR Cultural Resources. There will be a raffle with prizes announced after the ribbon cutting. Comedian Preacher Lawson will perform Central's Homecoming Comedy Show at 9 p.m. Friday in the Student Union Ballroom. Preacher is one of the top comedians to come out of America's Got Talent show. Central is his only stop in Washington on his Funniest Bleep national tour. Tickets are available on Central's website. In high school football on Friday, Ellensburg saw his two-game win streak snapped with a 22-10 loss to Zilla. Kittitas fell 35-23 to LaSalle. Easton dropped a 50-6 decision to Clallam Bay on Saturday. Clallam Rosin lost to Golandale 41-6 on Friday. A stout defense and quarterback Kennedy McGill led the Central football team to a 31-0 road win over Texas A&M Kingsville on Saturday. McGill was 8 of 10 passing for 193 yards and 4 touchdowns, adding 90 yards rushing. The Wildcats defense held the Javelinas to 0 points and 129 yards total offense. Central hosts Midwestern State at 6 p.m. Saturday at Thomason Stadium for homecoming. The CW volleyball team bounced back from a loss to Simon Fraser on Thursday to sweep Western Washington 25-18, 25-13, and 25-16 on Saturday. The Wildcats and Simon Fraser are both 8-1 and tied for first place in the GNAC. The open table lunch today is minestrone soup and applesauce. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60+, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clallam. Meal sites are Ellensburg Open Table and the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 60 degrees. Sunset is at 6:02 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 35 degrees. Winds will be 10 to 20 miles per hour. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio.